The year was 1981. And there's a song that was pretty popular by one of those classic artists, classic voices, a voice that endured for many generations, decades. The artist's name was Al Jarreau.
Come on now. Yes.
Now, some of our senior saints know what I'm talking about when I say Al Jarreau. And some folks have no idea what I'm talking about right now. Who is Al Jarreau? Al Jarreau was one of those classic voices, huh?
Yes.
Great songs, could almost use his voice as an instrument.
Yes.
The voice that endures time. But a song that he recorded, made so famous, perhaps his most famous hit was "We're In This Love Together."
Yes.
The love that lasts forever. And like berries on the vine, it gets sweeter all the time. It's that love between two human persons, friendship, partnership, marriage, that great love that's so powerful, that gets better and better as time goes on.
Yes, come on, come on.
Amen.
We're in this love together. Well, long before my brother Al Jarreau sang that song so soulfully, God sang it first. God sang it first. We're in this love together. It was love that woke you up this morning. It was love that allowed you to cross over from 2018 to 2019. It was love that allows you to continue to forgive and move on and get past the mess of life. It's love that redeemed you on the cross by his most precious blood. It was love that we celebrate on that day when darkness is shattered and new light begins. Emmanuel, come, let us adore him. Kneel down before, because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
You see, for people of faith, Christmas is not something you buy in a store. For people of faith, Christmas is so much more than a holiday. For people of faith, it's a season of celebration, of love on top of love on top of love poured out in Jesus. Love brought him down from heaven. Love allowed that word to become flesh in the person of Christ. Love is what we celebrate today, because God loves you. God will not stop loving you. And God says, we're in this love together. And anytime you think God's forgotten you, because sometimes we do that, you remind yourself the love released from heaven that came down as the angels sang, glory to God in the highest and peace to all God's people. Love that came down in a manger because there was no place for him in the inn. Love that came down that announced that message not to the elite and the powerful, but shepherds on the night shift. Somebody knows what I'm talking about this morning. It's love. It's love. And that's why we continue to sing the joy, the peace, and the blessings of Christmas. Yes, how good does this church look today, because we still celebrate. You see, the trees of the world, Rockefeller Center, City Hall, all those secular trees have been darkened. Folks have gotten their gifts, returned them, and getting ready for Black Friday 2019. And a lot of people said, what did I do this year? Because I couldn't afford it. Because they celebrate a holiday. But we know God's love has saved us in his son Jesus. And we join the church throughout the world today to celebrate Epiphany, a beautiful word from the Greek that means that God is manifested, revealed, epiphanized, shows himself out as Savior of all people. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Every nation will bow down and say, you are the one, you are the one, you are the one, the only one. Yes, as our brother read so beautifully today, in Christ Jesus, Gentiles and Jews are co-partners, co-heirs, given the same promise. The word Gentile means the other. Amen. In some people's mind, it was the Jews and the rest of y'all. And sometimes we had that same mentality, church. It's this house and all the rest of y'all. Not in the eyes of God. And God, we're all the same. We are brothers and sisters together of one family. And yes, there is no wall in the eyes of God. There's no wall in God's eyes. There's no wall. Because God has said, when you erect walls, when you erect walls and keep people out, as they go up, so they come down. And you can't keep God's grace outside because God has no wall, no fence. God desires all people to be saved, all people to find salvation. Those doors open up every Sunday. There's no test to get through. There's no paper you have to show. Just come in here and act right to praise your God. Come in here and act right and praise your God. Come in here and act right. And thank God, this house is still open. And if you don't come and act right, not just when you want to come, not just when it's convenient to you, or you want the church on your time and your way, but you ain't been here all year long. You want the lights on, the heat on, but you haven't even touched the basket. This house is open because people have worked hard to make sure there's some place. There's a freedom of the Spirit for people to come and get their praise on and give thanks and praise to God. Authentically black and truly Catholic. With no apologies to anyone. There are no walls in the eyes of God. And that's why Magi from the East, my Bible says, Matthew chapter 2 is your homework assignment today. Go to the Word and read Matthew 2, 1 to 12. And hear what Matthew writes, that Magi from the East doesn't say three. I can't find three here. By tradition, we call them three kings. There might have been four or five. They were late. Because some folks come late. When the Magi bus was moving out at 10 o'clock, they were still getting themselves together. getting their makeup on. Gotta do my hair. Gotta watch my last show. Gotta make sure I'm watching Greenleaf, what happened last week. But it doesn't say that. It says Magi from the East. But don't get caught up in the number or the gender. Might have been four or five queens.
There you go.
But the fact is, it was not Bible study that drew them to Christ. It wasn't catechism class or degree from the seminary. It was astrology, science. There was something in the stars that drew them to acquire with their mind. The mind. That's why when we close a mind, especially the little ones, so dangerous. Ignorance kills us. We as a people were told we could not learn. And yet some of us go to college to play around and not understand the legacy. Oh, I leave you. My last will and testament is education, education, and education. That's what I leave you. It was their mind. They didn't just say, well, Jesus is going to work it out. Work it out. Work it out. They opened their mind. And they searched, they studied. It reminds us that God can do anything God wants to do. God can get through. God can use any means necessary to communicate, y'all with me so far? To communicate God's divine message. What's up with those stars? And Herod comes, gets his crowd together to find out what's going on. Herod was rotten to the core. Had no intention to adore the newborn king. In fact, he would go and try to slaughter every little boy. Trying to find Jesus. Not to adore him. Not because he reigned his life. Because of jealousy. Evil of jealousy. It still raised its ugly head today. I'm so glad Carson Wentz and Nick Foles don't appear to be jealous of each other. Because a lot of us, wait a minute. I picked you up last year. I went and won those games. I won the Super Bowl. I'm the MVP. I ain't going on the bench. Wait a minute. I'm the franchise player. All eyes on me. I'm the future. You had your moment, my brother. It's my time. I'm back. I'm healthy. You sit down. But maybe God's trying to tell Philadelphia and the world a message. And it's not about football. About mission. Stay in the moment. Herod didn't get that lesson in leadership school. asleep, on his phone, pushing down his hearing aid. I don't want to listen to that. But see, Herod was caught up in himself. And the Magi, I love this line. They go home a different way. Amen. Because they're in this love together. When you find Christ, I mean really find Jesus, not just religion, not just catechism, not just stuff you understand from 1954, but have a relationship with Jesus, to know him, you cannot be the same way you were before. We make resolutions all the time, and they're fake. You can't find a treadmill in the gym right now. Give it 2 weeks, it'll be all right. I'm gonna stop smoking. Well, what's your plan? I'm gonna stop drinking. Gin? Beer? What's your plan? I'm gonna save money. You gotta get a job first. But is your spiritual plan to get to know Jesus? Did you write it down? Because when we write things down, it helps us. Did you tell somebody, you know, my plan is to read more scripture. Can we keep each other accountable? My plan is to come to Mass on time. Can you call me at 9:30? I'll call you and say, you on the road? Or you're going to slide in here and expect everything to be where you want it to be. And maybe Father Thorne's about to wrap it up. And the day will come when Father Thorne's not here. Because it's not about Father Thorne. It's about Jesus. And knowing Jesus. And loving Jesus. The plan is always to get to know Christ. And when you know him, you do something different. And we are so afraid to do things differently. Ask our bishops. Retreat's fine. It's good. Having no alcohol until the last day, really? That's true. They're having nothing to drink. So? And? But if you don't go to that retreat as a humble servant and ask God for the wisdom and the courage to do right, all it is a vacation in Chicago. Maybe. Just maybe, there should be some victims and survivors of abuse at that retreat. Maybe there should be some parents who talk about what it's like to have your child. Maybe there might be some parishioners who said, we thought Father was okay. Maybe there might be some women up in there. Because if it's not inclusive, it's not right. Because we're in this love together. Maybe the folks down in Washington, D.C. need to understand. You can fight about a wall, about a fence, about steel or concrete, but I did not get paid. And unlike you, I work check to check just to make ends meet. I'm not talking about open borders. Don't get me wrong. Don't go right once again and quote me. I didn't say that. Of course we have to have secure borders. We have to find a way for government to work for the people. The people. Because that's why they sent there, to work for the people. So folks say, Father, don't get political. Well, how can you not be on Epiphany Sunday? Every nation, Lord, adores you. And so we have to understand, when we are in this love together, that's what God says, but also is what every Christian should be saying. What I should be saying, what you should be saying. Where is the Gentile in your life? Who have you made the other? Dark-skinned people? Addicted people? Mentally ill people? Black people? White people? Gay people? The other non-Catholic, those over there people? Who we've made other? And then reconcile and realize there is no other in the eyes of God. And we especially, as oppressed people, be the first ones to cry out to break down walls. A wall existed at St. Charles Seminary. So 1951, a black man could not go to the seminary. That wall came down. And I'm so glad it did. A wall existed. They kept Irish over here, Italian over there, and black folks nowhere near in the Catholic Church. I'm so glad those doors are open for anyone and everyone who wants to come and worship their God. There are no walls in God's mind. But the walls we still erect today, think about it, church. You call yourself a Christian, and God's your Father, and you want to reign with Christ and give all hail to Jesus, our newborn King. We have to work each day and open wide our hearts to be family and church for each other. We're in this love together. In this new year, 2019. And if we're going to do the work of justice and peace and be on the battlefield of the Lord, Jesus Christ must reign first and foremost in our lives. We got to give him the praise, church. We got to give him the praise, church. We got to give him praise and thanks because of what Jesus has done for us. Got to praise them, because when the praises go up, it's a new year. A new year. We've crossed over.
Yes, yes.
And I'm so glad to be in church, in this church.
Come on, man. Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but it's amazing how much energy.
Come on.
Is given the things of the world.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Secular things. And we don't give God the praise and the thanks that is God's due.
Come on.
We get excited about things of the world. But as for me and my house, as for the Thorn household,
come on now.
God reigns first and foremost in my life.
Yes.
And because I encountered Christ, I have to be different this new year, 2019.
All right.
And not just old resolutions that come and go, but truly know Jesus. I invite you to come forward now. Come to the altar. I'd like you to come up now. Once again, make your baptismal promise. You can stay in your seat if you want. But as part of the Mass, we're going to renew our commitment to Christ.
Be more like you. Every day, every way.
Sometimes it's good to be a little bit closer. Come up to the altar. Touch the altar rail. Touch the pulpit. Touch each other. Hold on to each other. I know no other way to begin the new year. Recommit myself to Christ. We're going to really be a church family. Round the altar, fine. Spread around. We got to be better. All the hatred in our world today, all the walls that we erect as people, all the things we do to hurt each other, and our reckless and violent behavior we've done to the children, we've done to the elders, we've done to our wives and our husbands, we've done to our friends. Church is not just a party, it's a commitment to Jesus. I can't worry about other churches or parishes throughout the diocese, the country. But I stand on this perch as pastor to ask somebody to understand the power of Jesus. These questions are the most important ones anyone asks you. We can answer. So I ask myself and I ask you, do you reject Satan? Wait a minute now. We're so quick to say we do, but do we? Think about it. Think about it. How Satan shows up and shows out. Think about it. All his works and all his empty promises. Many things are satanic in our world. And sometimes they look good. All dressed up. And it's a lie. Be careful when you say that, because the devil is busy. Be careful. Because if you're not ready to reject Satan, his works, and his promises, you might hurt yourself. That means I have to forgive people. I have to love people. It means I have to find new eyes, the things that are lies in my life. And sometimes they're right in my house. But more importantly, do we believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth? I do. Wait a minute now. If God is God, God has to reign over everything. It's got to be first. It means we don't give God our leftovers. It means we have to really make a different commitment to Jesus. Do I believe in Jesus, his only begotten Son, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and now sits at the right hand of the Father? I do. If I believe in Jesus, I've got to follow him through life and through death. He has to reign in my life. Do I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sin, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? I do. Wait a minute now. It means that one day my mom's going to pass. My good friend. Someone I love deeply. But I believe that God walks with me every day. Yes.
and his spirit is alive and well. And that spirit guides us as we make changes to ourselves, our world, and our church. You cannot say you believe in the Holy Spirit and not be open to change. We sing it, change. We have to live it. This is our faith. It's a faith of the church. We are blessed to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let the church say,
Amen.
We pray for our church. We pray for all those who lead the church. We pray for our bishops for wisdom and guidance. We pray for our country, for common sense and compromise. The government might open up. We might have common sense security. We pray for those who are unemployed, who are sick, who are broken, who are just frustrated, those who are addicted. We pray for the souls of those who lost their lives this past year, and the tragedy of life continues. That newborn baby thrown in the trash in our neighborhood. For that child's soul, and more importantly, for the soul of his mother and father. We pray for a new spirit this new year, that God will bless this faith community, will grow, not just in numbers, but in the love of Jesus. For all our prayers in our hearts, the ones that only you know, lift them up to a good and gracious God on this first Sunday of the year in silence. Loving God, thank you so much for the gift of worship. Thank you so much for all you do for us. Give us the grace we need to live this word, live our faith, be the people you call us to be. We thank you because we're in this love together. Turn to your neighbor, put a Christian smile on your face, and give a holy hug. A holy hug. Return to your seats and bring your offering to God and say, Amen, amen. 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 Amen.